Hey everyone, welcome to this Ask Trev segment. And I really wanted to discuss adversity as the topic today and to discuss business challenges and how to overcome struggles and maybe something that you're using as an excuse or challenge that's holding you back to grow your business. And I want to share several stories with you that indicate that adversity is really a mindset issue that you can overcome, and it has nothing to do with resources or other things that are out of your control, because every challenge is actually within your control to overcome. So I want to talk about adversity and some stories here. First off, I've talked to quite a few different entrepreneurs over the last several weeks to learn about their story and to get an idea for what kind of challenges people are having when they're trying to run a business. And I was talking to one individual from Kenya, and she's running a makeup tutorial business, and she's trying to grow her following on YouTube. And she doesn't have any equipment to really be putting out videos. So most people would say, hey, I don't have the video equipment to record my videos. I don't have the audio recorder. I don't have all this, so I can't start. And I wanted to talk about this individual because she doesn't have the best quality phone, and she doesn't have the best audio quality, and she's also coming from a third world country, yet she has more subscribers than I do, and she's doing quite well. She's got plenty of views. She started with two videos, and she's done quite well. And I would say it's an indicator that you do not need to have a ton of resources to get started on whatever business you're trying to push forward. This individual from Kenya is just a fantastic example. And there's plenty more. Talk to a high schooler who's killing it with affiliate marketing, and he made 10 grand in a month. And you could say, well, I don't have the knowledge to be able to do this. And maybe you've been in entrepreneurship for a while. Well, this high schooler has not been in entrepreneurship for that long, less than a year. And he's able to capture 10 grand in a month. So I don't know if knowledge really has anything to do with success or not. I feel like knowledge is not a challenge. And I think knowledge is not something that you should use as some sort of a roadblock. But if you are running through challenges because you have that lack of knowledge, then with the internet, you have the ability to find out what the answers are. And if you don't have internet accessible, then you have people that you know who you can talk to find out the answers. You can take courses to learn and overcome the adversity that you're facing. Maybe you are living in a low-income neighborhood and you're trying to build your passion project, but you don't know how to really grow it because you don't have the knowledge and resources to get those answers. Well, you can find out. You can borrow somebody's phone and read the top blogs in your niche or watch the top videos in your niche and find out exactly what you need to do to overcome that adversity that you're facing. And adversity is defined as a misfortune or a challenge, but I would also redefine it as an opportunity. Adversity is an opportunity for you to be successful when everyone else says you can't. Another individual I talked to for several hours, he's a salesman and he has been working in the logistics industry for quite a few years, and he's building a blog in his spare time. And I find that that's absolutely fascinating that he's able to work full time and build up a blog presence in his spare time. And, he's got a family, he's got kids that he has to provide for. And this is absolutely fantastic to see somebody like this who can build a presence online, even though time is a concern. And I've run into countless entrepreneurs who are trying to do their 9 to 5 while building their business. And what they're doing is they're using their spare time to build their online presence, and they're just slowly chipping away at it every single day. They're knocking off one thing after another. And it's fantastic because most people would say, hey, I have this 9-to-5 job. I want to get out of it, but I don't know how. I'm facing this level of adversity in being in a business and working for somebody else and trying to help them grow. How can I grow my own presence if I'm trying to help somebody else? Well, if you've used your spare time wisely, then you can overcome this adversity that you're facing. Maybe you have kids and the schedule is so overwhelming. I realize that that is an extreme struggle when you're trying to manage a family, your job, and you're trying to grow a business. That's quite a lot of tasks that you're trying to manage. Talk to one individual who's got a family, and she actually has her kids doing some work for her, and they're just young. They're in elementary school, and they're recording the videos for her as she's talking. So it's a great way to get your family involved, but actually the family's looking to help out. So you can help with the amount of time that you have by getting others to help you out. So that's another way to overcome adversity is to ask for help. Get people to assist in what you're trying to do. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know everything about online advertising. So I've asked tons of people over the last few weeks how to do Facebook ads, how to do YouTube ads and Google ads. I'm completely new to it. Even though I've been in marketing for 10 years, I'm learning about new marketing areas every single month. And it's just fascinating how marketing has evolved. So I have to stay on top of this. I have to learn from the best. And instead of me trying to do all the learning myself, I cut down on the amount of time and the learning curve by asking the experts. And they can guide me and help me learn things much quicker in the span of a month, which would have otherwise have taken me over a year, 2 years to learn. So that's what you can do in terms of accelerating your success is talk to people, and that's how you cut down on the amount of time that you're wasting. Another individual, she's an e-commerce entrepreneur, doesn't have any money, doesn't have a website, can't really get her product sold. She's trying to sell jewelry online, and she doesn't have any money to be able to do this. And money is a huge challenge for a lot of people. And how do you overcome that? How do you grow a business when you have no money? How can you do marketing when you have no money? Well, there's plenty of resources that allow you to now do marketing and to build a website for free. You don't even need to get a hosting plan. Like maybe you can't afford hosting, which is about $5 to $10 a month, or you can't afford that domain name for your business. I'm seeing a lot of people building Facebook communities, and that is their business. That is where they live. And there's entrepreneurs out there who are in e-commerce that are literally just selling on Facebook to get their products out there. They're connecting with people in their relevant customer niche area, and they're connecting one by one with these people. And they're doing it day in, day out, and they're selling their products that way. You can do that. You can set up your presence on social media and use that as your business. You don't need to have a website. Don't look at that as a challenge or barrier to actually creating your online presence. If you can't afford the website, then start off with a very basic, general, free website. You can actually get a WordPress.com website for free. You don't need the original domain. So there's really no excuse to build your business. And there's plenty of people here that might be running into business challenges that are holding them back. And I just want to say that adversity is a misfortune. I've run into plenty of misfortunes myself to battle through different health concerns and whatnot, to get through and try to build communities and whatnot. And adversity should actually make you stronger if you channel it and you direct it. So, if you're maybe recently unemployed and you're thinking, I need to either get a job or I need to start a passion project right now, otherwise I'm going to be out on the streets, then this is an opportunity for you. You can partner with other people to help them build their businesses, actually turn around and see if you can help others who are battling adversity, because that could help with your own challenges as well. If you focus on helping others, then I think you'll be able to overcome the adversity. But don't look at it as a misfortune. Look at it as an opportunity. Look at adversity as a way to grow and kind of overcome any of the struggles that you're going through. But chances are, any sort of struggle you're going through, you can find an answer for it. There is nothing out there that's hidden. Everything is easily accessible to you. And if you have that one challenge that's holding you back, you can find out what the answer is to overcome it. So it's just some of the stories that I've come across over the past couple of weeks. And I thought I'd share these stories that really fascinated me of people who are just continuing to push through, even with adversity that's fallen on their lap. And, everyone has a different story. Everyone's in a different position. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm actually quite fortunate to be in this situation where I can live in a nice apartment that I've worked hard to get to, but it all takes time, right? And even though I'm in my own apartment that I own, I don't have any furniture. Like, I don't even, other than my table and my chair, I've got my Snoopy doll that I've always lived with. But if you actually look over to where a typical dining area would be, I just have a yoga mat. Like, I don't have any serious furniture here. I'm not looking to spend a bunch of money on items. I'm completely at 100% focused on building my business and building something that's really helpful and that's going to contribute to others. My most important asset would be the community here and the people that I'm trying to help and the people that we're all collectively trying to help. And I'm not interested in adding additional items in my life to just get in my way. So I have everything very clean. There's nothing on my walls. I keep it very simple. So I don't have many challenges in my life, but it took many years for me to cut down on the stuff that I didn't need. There's no TV in my house. I don't want distractions. I've eliminated any possible reason for me not to be able to do something. So now I'm able to just wake up and work on business and work on improving my exercise and work on my health. And those are the only important things. I don't have other areas that are kind of in my way. So I've cut out all the minutiae in my life so that my schedule is actually fairly open. So the only things that I do are the important critical assets in my life. So overcoming adversity requires some discipline and your ability to cut out all of the stuff that's in the way. And I actually watched a recent video of Jeff Bezos back in 1999. He was worth about $9 or $10 billion at that time. And he is still working out of an office that was above a cafe. So that was his office. And his actual office desk was made out of a door and some 4x4s. So he had this very basic desk. Now he's worth $9 billion and he didn't want to buy any proper desk or equipment. And his equipment was very basic, but he said it was a reminder of where he's come from and to indicate, that there are people that are facing adversity that can't afford things. And he wants to remind himself that anything can be built, even the most basic things. So if you're in a situation where all you've got is maybe a door and some 4x4s as your desk, then you're in a perfectly great situation to be able to build something special. Especially if you look at Jeff Bezos. And then, Warren Buffett still living in the same house that he's had for many years. And it's a very basic house. So he doesn't use his external sources as something that's getting in the way of his ability to perform. These are billionaires who are very humble. Another thing that's interesting about Jeff Bezos, I should mention, is he is driving a Honda, a basic Honda Civic. worth $9 billion, and he's still driving his Honda Civic around. And it definitely makes me feel good because I have my Honda Civic, and I don't see myself really changing that situation either. And I think it's really important to be looking at where you're spending your money, your time, your resources, and saying, okay, is this helping me or is this helping my customers? Because your intention should be to take all the money that you have and focus on your customers and help them and solve their challenges. And if you do that, you will directly solve any adversity issues that you're facing. So this is why I recommend you kind of get out of your head and focus on not so much the tools and resources that you perhaps feel you need, but focus on the tools and resources that your customers need and solving their problems. And I think that in itself will help you grow something that's really special, something that you're passionate in. And by channeling all of your energy, all of your resources into the passion project that can help others, you will overcome any type of adversity that you're currently facing. But again, I thought this was all important to share. And I think if you look at some of the examples of entrepreneurs that I've mentioned in this video, you'll get some value out of people that are maybe worse off than you who are still managing to build something really special. So get after it, have fun, and thanks for tuning in.